Small loans are paying off for one international ministry. I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Farms International is starting new programs in the Philippines, Cuba, and Bangladesh. These programs strengthen local churches through interest-free loans that help God's people establish livelihoods. These programs often branch off an existing one, like in the Philippines and Bangladesh. However, Farms also plants programs in new communities like Cuba. Executive Director Scott Clifton asked for prayer for these new initiatives. New programs are often fragile. Ask God to bless the work and get more people involved. They could also use your financial support.
It would also allow for other programs to be considered. There's always more places. I'm in conversation with people about opportunities.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And getting some kids to read during the summer months can feel like pulling teeth. Q Keys for Kids Ministry's free summer reading program called Word with Zach. Children read along with Keys for Kids character Zach as he shares a short daily devotional. It's not too late to sign up for Word with Zach this summer. Your kids can jump in anytime and can even earn prizes as they go. To parents, Keys for Kids Executive Director Greg Yoder says reading along can spark spiritual conversations.
You can decide to have kids do it on their own if they want, which really helps them in their personal walk with the Lord and their personal devotion time, or do it as a family where you can get questions answered and really help disciple your kids in their walk with the Lord.
Learn more about Word with Zach and how to sign up at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. It's the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.